Well, I'm sure that most of you here, I think all of you probably go to school and you've got a pencil case and it's probably packed full of all kinds of things that you need at school. And, well, you don't know this, but I go to school too and I've got a pencil case, but I've got something in my pencil case that I don't think you'd be allowed to have in yours. I don't think your teachers would be very happy if you had this in your pencil case, or she certainly don't think, or he wouldn't be very happy if you were to use this. You might be allowed to use it when you go to big school, and maybe even there the teachers just wouldn't like, yeah. Tipex, how did you guess that?
We looked on there.
What?
We looked.
Oh, you looked behind my back and you seen it. Oh, you're far too smart in Lisburn. A little bottle of Tipex. And I don't know, well, some of you must know what it is, and I don't know if you know what it does, but I have to be careful, I don't want to mess the carpet up. But if I'm writing, and I was writing some reports recently, and when I was writing away at those reports, and I made a mistake, I was able to take this out, and say, wee brush, and you just put it over where you've made the mistake in pen. And it just covers it up, and it's great stuff. But it's not been all that neat at times, and that's why your teachers wouldn't want you to use it. So don't be going in tomorrow and telling them that the preacher told you that you were to get Tipex, because that would get me in trouble and you as well. But it's great stuff. If you're writing a big, long essay and you make a mistake in pen, oh, it's desperate, isn't it? You don't want to have to write the whole thing out again. And so this here's a great invention. Just covers up your mistakes, and then you can just write over the top of it the right answer. It'd be great in an exam, wouldn't it? But, boys and girls, I want you to think this morning about the Tipex. And it reminded me of a verse in the Bible. And it's this verse, boys and girls. It says, whoever covers over their sin will not prosper. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means, boys and girls, it's not a good thing. God doesn't count it a good thing if we would try to cover over our sin like I would try to cover my mistakes with the Tipex. Because if we try to cover over our sins, well, we can't be forgiven then. And that's what the verse goes on to say. But whoever confesses their sins will be forgiven. And boys and girls, you know what it is. I'm sure that times you've done wrong things. Maybe you've done something, you've taken something that didn't belong to you. Or you've told a lie, but then you try to cover it up. You don't want anybody to find out. You don't want the teacher to find out. You don't want mom and dad to find out. And so you try to cover it up. But that's not a good thing to do. The Bible would tell us to confess. That means own up. Not just own up to mom or dad or own up to the teacher, but own up to God. That's the most important thing. That we own up our sin to God. To confess means to tell God, to own up, to say sorry, and to say, we're not going to do that again. Yep.
If you need to confess your own sins, then how come you can't hide your own sins from God if God knows everything?
Yeah, well, you can't. That's a really good question. I'm telling you, you're thinkers here. Yeah, we think that we can cover up our sin. That's the problem. That's why the Bible says it's not a good thing to do. Because we try to cover them up, and we can cover them up from the teacher. And we can cover them up from mum and dad and from each other. But you're right. You can't cover them up from God. Because God sees them. And God knows all about our sins. Every sin. All those secret sins that you think, oh, mum and dad will never know. Maybe they'll not. But God knows. So that brings me to my next point. So that was a great question. My next point is this. That you do need to have your sins covered. But you can't cover them yourself, or you ought not, because God knows and God sees. But there is a way for our sins to be covered. Yeah.
Ask Jesus to come into your heart.
Ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you. You see, the Bible tells us about the need to have our sins covered. And the only way our sins can be covered is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us something else in other verses, that the Lord Jesus came And he covers our sins. How does he cover our sins? Anybody know that?
By just coming into your heart and kicking the devil out.
Right, well, that's a good way of putting it. He comes into our lives and he kicks the devil out. He certainly does that. But how exactly, does anybody tell me, how is Jesus able to forgive our sins? I can't forgive your sins. But how can Jesus do it?
For dying on the
Because he died on the cross. Well done. Because the Lord Jesus died on the cross, the Bible tells us that the death or the blood of the Lord Jesus covers all our sins, blots them out forever, so that God doesn't even remember them anymore forever. Isn't that wonderful? If you try to cover your own sins, bad idea, because God knows about them anyhow. But if we cover them up, we can't have forgiveness. But if we tell God, confess them to God, confess them to the Lord Jesus, because he died on the cross and shed his blood, we can have every sin, every one of them. Isn't that wonderful? Every single one of our sins can be covered over by the blood of the Lord Jesus, forgiven forever and ever. And here's the final point, boys and girls. Unless our sins are covered by the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, we can't go to heaven. And so if you would want to be in heaven, if the grown-ups this morning want to be in heaven, we need to come to the Lord Jesus and confess our sins, ask him to forgive them, because he died for us, and he will forgive them all. He'll cover them all over, blot them out, and he'll make us ready for heaven. So the next time you see Tipax, well, if you're tempted to buy it, that's all right, but remember the lesson that we learned this morning.